Welcome, welcome, witches. This is Katie from Witching and Stitching. Welcome to the podcast. We're new here, so please give us a like and a follow, or however this is done on podcasts, and we'll get right into it. Today's episode is all about becoming a witch, and I've seen a lot of people who say that they want to become a witch and wonder how they can do it, and today I just want to clear off some ways that you can become a witch. There is no set way for you to become a witch. If you want to be a witch, be one. That is the most important thing. If you want to classify yourself as a witch, as a practicing witch, call yourself it. You know, that is the number one way of becoming a witch. However, with that said, there are some things that you need to do in order to be a practicing witch. But those things aren't set in stone. Not everybody needs to do every single one of them. But you still need to educate yourself to a certain degree before you can be comfortable and proficient in your craft. So learning about witchcraft can come in many shapes and sizes. You could learn from books, you can learn from other witches if you're lucky enough to, you know, be friends with other witches. You can join covens, or you can learn from family members. Obviously, if you're learning from family members, then you're probably not going to be listening to this podcast. But there is many a way of learning about how to become a witch and the practices in witchcraft. But the main thing to bear in mind is that no matter what you read, no matter what you're told, is that if something doesn't resonate with you, then just leave it. There is not a way of practicing which is set in stone. So if, for example, you find out that rose quartz means, like, it has love meanings, love intentions, love vibrations, but you don't feel that from your rose quartz. You instead feel lust rather than love. If you feel that, if you feel that intention and you have that intuition, go with your intuition. And that's just a very brief, you know, outlook of it. It could be absolutely anything. But not one person can tell you how to practice your craft. If you just feel like you've been drawn to it for the whole of your life to practice witchcraft, but you've never put a name to it, and you've been, you know, making potions and growing herbs and putting intention into everything that you've done, then you've been a witch, you've been a practicing witch for longer than you realise. Just because you haven't put a name to it before now doesn't mean to say that you haven't been doing it. But what I do advise is for everybody to read up on as much as possible. Get your hands on as many books as possible, because you will learn bits from each book that you read, each website that you read, each forum that you're on, each person that you speak to, and you can pick and choose what resonates with you. And that is how you formulate your craft. Have a book of shadows. And having a book of shadows sounds so daunting sometimes, but literally all it needs to be is a notebook to put those pieces that you've learnt from all your little resources, even like bits off Instagram that you've saved. You can either print things off, photocopy, rewrite, whatever you need to do, just put it in your notebook so you've got your own personalised craft. What you feel like you have taken from this person and that person and put it into your own work, into your own words, and then you end up with a book which is your own personal craft. just because Bob down the road may be practicing with tarot cards and Susie up the street is practicing with runes, but then you don't really work with either of them. You just like to meditate and trust your instincts and trust your gut and your intuition. That's fine, you know, just because other people are doing other things, that doesn't mean to say that because you're not doing them, you're not a witch. If you feel in your heart that either you want to classify yourself as a witch or you are a witch, then you are a witch. If you're using the resources around you, whether those resources is your intuition, plants, crystals, anything, you know, like it could even be the stars and the moon. If you are using anything around you in the world, in nature, that isn't just obviously technology and the things which other people use like normally, then, you know, you're already practicing. You are already starting in your path of your craft. You just need to hone it. You just need to hone into what works for you. And I'll say it time and time again, what works for one person may not work for another. So don't let anybody tell you that because you're not doing one thing, you're not a witch, because it doesn't work like that. And whether you want to follow a different path, say you want to follow Wicca, or you want to just do witchcraft and keep with your own religion, say you're Christian but you want to be witch, that is perfectly fine too. You don't need to change who you are to practice witchcraft. If you are religious and you still believe in your religion but you believe in witchcraft too, you can use the two together. There is nothing stopping you. There is not one set way. Just do what you feel is right and work with it. I really hope that that's cleared a few things up for you today. I'm looking at doing some book reviews as well, and just in general, some chatting about witchcraft. If there's anything you'd like me to cover, please let me know. And if you are short on any supplies, then head over to www.witchingandstitching.co.uk. Sorry for the shameless plug. And yeah, tune in next week and I'll be back with another podcast for you. Peace and love, guys. Bye.